questions of well-paid employees hired without proper contracts, and iffy receipts for moving expenses have already led to one resignation. The audit also found employees who didn't use the time clock and reimbursements to new hires who were not qualified to receive them. The final report is toned down from the preliminary audit issued prematurely last month. It put Superintendent Miles a bit on the defensive at a mid-December press conference.
I take responsibility for any procedural things that may be in the report because we were moving fast. That's my job. I was moving quickly. I asked my staff to move quickly. I hired cabinet early in the summer, or asked Alan King to hire cabinet early in the summer before I took over. If people think that's a procedural mistake, that's not a violation of law, but yes.
At the time, Miles said no laws were broken. The final audit didn't counter that assessment, but it does offer recommendations and includes management responses. One expected change, guidelines for handling moving expenses, there aren't really any now, and lack of guidelines created some real problems. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.